3 years ago, Rajesh Kumar Singh set up a makeshift classroom under a metro bridge in New Delhi. He had only 2 students then, but now his 2-hour morning classes have over 60 pupils, 6 days a week. Singh has a day job as a shopkeeper in the Indian capital. He pulled out of college in his 3rd year due to financial difficulties and says he started his school because he didn't want other children to face a similar fate. His students come from nearby slums. Their families too poor to send them to school. Students from ages 3 to 16 sit in his open-air classes.
We took this place under the bridge so that when it rains, the kids have space to sit, and when it's hot, children have the shade to sit comfortably.
At the school, a quarter of the students are girls, and although there is a lack of facilities, many walk long distances barefoot to attend Singh's classes. Although there have been improvements in recent years, millions of girls stop going to school for a host of reasons, including early marriage, lack of separate toilets, and lack of safety. Many parents of the students at the school under the bridge are now also sending their children to government schools, realizing the more education they receive, the better. But many students say they learn far more in the makeshift classroom than at government schools, where each class could pack more than 80 students and teachers often don't show up. Abhishek Kumar, age 11, walks 2 kilometers every day to reach the bridge school before going to his government school.